My song.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
Versus Miss Pac-Man, that'll be an interesting fight. Pac-Man's girl, though. Oh, God. Oh, no, no. We got to take that all the way down. Oh, God. Stop, stop.
No.
Oh.
All right. GLaDOS won.
GLaDOS did win.
Oh, man.
He's like, I will show you. I am the HBIC around these your parts. Okay. Good morning, happy people out there.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's a good day. I have not been bitten by any ants in a week. And my house is cool. My vents are clean. I'm clean. My belly's full of breakfast. I got coffee. I got ginger. And I have all of
yay!
This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay! And I'm Corey.
And I am World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. The addiction is, I'm trying to fight it. I've got two addictions fighting each other at this point with it. It's like, oh.
It's all right, baby. You're going to make it.
Yeah, I love me some World of Warcraft.
Don't we all?
I made myself an undead hunter.
Don't we all? Oh, God. I think my vitamins just kicked in.
Yeah, I still need to take mine. I haven't done that yet.
What? What? Are y'all ready for this? Okay.
No, not ready. Oh, my God. There's so much news.
There's always so
much news.
In case you guys didn't know, I didn't tell you yesterday. I put up some trailers and stuff yesterday on the site. Ginger usually puts hers with a story, so I usually put them on the front page. In case you were like, I already heard the story. I heard the lovely Ginger and Corey read it. I don't need to read it. I just want to look at the trailer. So you got two places you can find the story she posted, or you can watch the trailer channel on the front page, bottom left.
Yay!
Because Sirius Sam 3, BFE, is going up in a few moments.
Oh. Wow.
Did you like my voice in a few moments?
Yes, yes, I love that voice. God, man, people, I know I keep saying y'all need to come over and play Second Life with us. Last night, Corey was taking pictures of some property for me. Really beautiful. And she is pulling out all of these amazing accents, one just right after the other. And I'm just dying. It's hilarious.
People who are only children understand this is how we entertain ourselves when we're little. You know, you spend a lot of time talking to yourself, and because, you know, there's nobody else to draw your attention. You listen to accents, you pick them up quickly. I cannot do a Scottish accent to save my life. That's the only one on earth I cannot do. And every once in a while I get it, but then I slip out of it. But anything else, pick one. You know what I realized, too, the other day in the store is that I speak a fair amount of Spanish. I say I don't, but I actually do. I had a conversation with a lady about a
show. Oh, very nice.
No, it was weird because I've never taken Spanish.
Well, you know what? You live in the South long enough, and you're around it long enough.
True, true.
It kind of grows on you.
Either my neighbor's on either side are Latino, but they never speak Spanish to me, so I don't know where I'm picking it up from. They never, ever do.
It's on our radios. It's in our stores. It's on all of our signs. Everything is in English or Spanish.
Mm-hmm. This was the first thing I learned. Laves las manos, es la ley. Wash your hands. It's the law. Yes. Pronounce that terribly too. Anyway, we need to do some news because we're all off the subject.
We do. I hate to start the day off like this. I really do. But I want to get it out of the way. All right, so GamePolitics.com this morning, they pulled this from News Channel Coco. And that's about as amusing as the story gets. 13-year-old accused of killing baby for interrupting video game. Yeah. All right. So Oklahoma City police have arrested a 13-year-old boy in connection with the death of his 9-month-old baby sister after a questionable story of what happened to the child was told to the staff at a metro hospital. ER doctors became suspicious and called the local police. Officers were called to a metro hospital on August 16th after doctors noted that the baby's injuries were not consistent with an explanation given by the girl's parents. The child was treated at Children's Hospital for a severe brain injury and skull fracture. The 13-year-old Christian Rivera told police he was playing a video game when his baby sister fell down and started to cry. Rivera admitted to officers that he became angry and frustrated when his character in the video game he was playing was killed. He apparently shook the girl, according to the police report. He went back to playing his video game as the child cried and eventually fell asleep, he said. Rivera was booked into the Oklahoma County Jail, but no charges have been filed yet. The 9-month-old died on Friday from her injuries.
Okay. I love when they put this spin on it. It's because of the video game.
It's not the video game.
It could have been a comic book. Yeah. It could have been a movie. It could have been a song he was listening to. It could have been anything. Can we please stop linking it to the video game? And I honestly don't believe that in this case, I honestly don't believe the kid was trying to hurt her. It's a matter of, I was thinking about this morning. There's a lot of things we just don't teach kids. We assume that they know. One of them is you don't shake little children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to say most likely he didn't realize how hard he shook her or that it could damage his little sister. And mom and dad probably never told him. You don't ever shake your little sister like this. You'll kill her.
All right, he's 13 years old. I guess I started babysitting about then, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking this child, if you're shaking somebody, probably already has other issues.
That too.
Assuming. First outburst like this, why would you leave a smaller child with this child?
Well, there you also have your teenage hormones come into play. So, again, you know,
true.
We're all crazy when we're in puberty. I mean, every last one of us. Don't lie and say you weren't. You were crazy too.
I was definitely crazy. I will admit it.
I'm going to tell you, climbing out of a second-story window without a net, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, see, I never snuck out. I never climbed out of any windows.
I did it once. And after I did it, when I got to the ground, I thought to myself, and I'm afraid of heights, I thought to myself, that was kind of crazy. I don't think I'll be doing that again. And I did.
No.
So, yeah, people out there, talk to your kids. Tell them everything. And when I say everything, they need to know everything from, you know, don't open the can and run your finger along the edge. They just don't know. Common sense is not common. It's just not.
No, it's not. Some of y'all were, I don't know.
Some of us just pick up things naturally, and some people need to be told. I think this kid needed to be told. And I want to know if this is the first time he's ever done this is what I would be questioning. If it's the first time, I'm going to say it's simple. I didn't know any better. I really didn't know not to shake a kid. And also, I hate to say this. Gender roles, what do they do to us girls? Same thing we talk about here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Babies and teach us how to play with babies. They don't tend to teach boys.
Mm-hmm. That's something you need to teach. Anyway, moving along, Diaz.
And along.
We're not moving along? We're not moving along? Don't move along?
No. Maybe.
Oh, why?
Because they want news. That's what they come here for.
All right. Okay, I did tell you guys. I've been telling you for 2 weeks to buy your Nintendo stock, and you didn't listen. I didn't listen either. I got a lot. I get busy. I forgot to go over and buy some. Well, no, actually, I own some. What am I saying? Woo-hoo! I didn't buy any extras, but it's good. So I'm going shopping this week. I don't know about you guys, because the Wall Street Journal has confirmed that Nintendo is going to be holding a trade show focusing on the 3DS in September. Due to this lovely, lovely media, okay, and the event will only be open to the media, investors, and analysts, rather than the consumers who will attend the Tokyo Game Show. But they've seen a sharp rise in the price of the stock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Did I not tell you guys?
You did. You did. You called it.
The price rose by 8.4% to 13,000 yen, the highest price since July 28th. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's invitation.
Very nice.
Yes, and we did not get our invitation. You know what, let me check spam folder before I say that, because I know somebody that works in Nintendo that will be calling me like in a few minutes if I continue that sentence. I'm going to check my spam mail before I say anything. But I don't know if we got an invite, but it's September 13th. And this is from Yasuki Tsusanda, who's an analyst at the Tokai Tokyo Securities Company. And he or she, I'm sorry, I don't know you guys' names, if that's a male or female name, told Bloomberg this. So there's also been rumors of a redesign for the 3DS, but Nintendo has yet to comment on any of this speculation.
A redesign?
They're good for doing it. You know, there's 15 million DSs. I just like the first one.
Very true.
Of course, in July, Nintendo announced it was slashing the price of the 3DS. Handheld from 25,000 yen to 15,000 yen, or from 249 to 169. So let me just do some math for you guys. If 25,000 yen is about $249, you do the math on what 13,000 yen per share is, what you might have earned if you had just bought one share. That's enough for an iPad or a new laptop that you would have earned.
Yes,
just saying, people. I don't watch the stocks all the time, but I can pick them every now and again. I can tell you. Go get your stock.
Yeah, I need to actually start paying attention. I put money into it every month. It does its little thing. I don't actually pay attention to it. I should, though.
$5 to start an account at ShareBuilder. $5. ShareBuilder.com. They will link it to your bank account, your PayPal, whatever it is you want. And you just put your $5 in and pick out what you want that $5 to go towards. And if you got a little extra this week, instead of buying those Manola Blahniks, buy you a share of Nintendo. I know it's hard. Those Manola Blahniks are awesome. I can't walk in them. I just want to wear them. I'll sit down and put them on. It's fine. Anyway.
I just want to look at my feet in them.
I do. Oh, you didn't see my fabulous shoes over the weekend I put up on Twitter.
No, I didn't. I'm going to have to go back and look now.
Yes, I had a contest. Nobody won. Said if anybody can tell me the price I paid for these fabulous shoes, I will give them a code to the new hacker game that I'm reviewing ahead of time before we release the review. And nobody guessed. People were guessing $60, $70. They were $5 at Target, people. Five.
Wow.
And they come in two colors, brown that I had and the lovely black leather. They are fabulous shoes.
That sounds like it. I'm jealous.
Well, you know why I'm telling you, right? Save your pennies. That's more games you can buy.
More games to blast.
More games.
To blast.
Mm-hmm. Go, Ninja, go. Tag.
Tag. All right. Xenoblade Chronicles, the next immersive installment of Let's Play Videos. All right, hot on the heels of the recent launch of Xenoblade Chronicles for Wii, fans and newcomers alike can discover even more about the game when Nintendo launches the next in the series of Let's Play episodes. Anyone eager to explore more of the expansive world of Xenoblade Chronicles should visit the Xenoblade Chronicles YouTube channel to watch the brand new episodes launching today and Thursday, the 25th of August. After exploring the area of Bionis Leg, witnessing the attack on Colony 9, and crafting gems in the Aether Mine, in previous episodes, I'm going to lose my voice. Cold is killing me. You can now enter back into the partially rebuilt Colony 6 and get a non-playing character, an NPC. This character enables additional story sequences to be revealed on the affinity chart, perhaps forming a link or two on the way. The fifth episode will allow you to explore Colony 6 in greater depth, initiating more dynamic relationships with characters such as Dunban, who you will see becoming the party leader in this episode. Learn about the auras, which increase skills such as strength, accuracy, and evasion techniques. As you are taken deeper into the game, the secrets of the Machna Forest are revealed. Enter it immediately or once Amelia has been recruited. Initiate transactions with the merchant Nopon Race.
Did you say Machna Forest?
Machna.
I know exactly where they got that from. Anyway, continue.
Initiate transactions with the merchant Nopon Race, uncovering the arts and equip menus in the process, and discover the majestic secret areas using Ricky as leader. All right. So if you head over to GameNatrix.com in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to have some screenshots and a trailer up for you. So check that out. Oh, no, I'm not. That's an old trailer.
You can still put it up. It don't matter. They love us.
That was from 2009. Holy cow. That was an old trailer.
Wow. That is old. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I was like, I don't know if I'll put that up.
Those of you who have already been playing this game are probably like, so what? The Sims Social has officially gone live on Facebook. It's out of beta.
Everybody's been bugging me. I need to just get it.
The world's most popular award-winning life simulation game is now playable on the world's biggest social network. Your life will never be the same thanks to The Sims Social. The EA Play label of Electronic Arts today announced that The Sims Social is now live on Facebook. Debuting publicly at Gamescom in Germany this week, The Sims Social has been recognized with the show's highly coveted 2011 Best Browser Game Award. Why?
I've not got a clue.
Okay, available globally in 5 languages, and it's free to play, of course. Sims Social allows friends and rivals to play with life on the largest social network site, where they'll be able to interact with each other and create fun, humor, and mischief like never before. The Sims Social showcases the best gameplay from The Sims, one of the most popular video game franchises, combined with innovative social game features. Players create their Sims in any likeness they choose, no they can't, and experience every aspect of their Sims social lives. You can't make them fat, tall, or even skinny. including building a variety of relationships with their real Facebook friends and forced relationships, by the way, because like I said yesterday, Snow and I are dating. The Sims Social brings the authentic life simulation game design that only The Sims can deliver, and it melds its truly intuitive social interactive features, said Lucy Bradshaw, general manager of EA Play Label. Lucy, been looking for you. I keep telling you that. Sims Social, of course, gives our fans tools to express their creativity, experience, and the unpredictability of The Sims personalities and live out their dreams, all while enabling them to connect, engage, and play with their friends. In The Sims Social, players experiment with life. You know, you can go read this up on our site because I'm on the fence about whether or not I like it. It has some fun features, but I'm not completely won over where I'll be back to play. Not like I play Star Fever Agency. Did you ever play Star Fever Agency, Jen?
I did not. I heard a lot about it with you, though.
You should probably give that one a try. I urge everybody to try that one. And they're growing and changing their game, and it's getting more and more interesting as they do. Like, I think one of my stars had a meltdown because somebody said something about her on Twitter. It's all hypothetical, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Somebody said something about her on Twitter, and she was not happy, and she started having a meltdown. And I like the emails that they sent. You know how they send you emails about your Facebook game, you know, come back and play? Theirs are not like that. It has to do with one of your stars that you're managing. So mine sent my assistant, my quote-unquote virtual assistant, sent me an email and said, it's been a long time since you've been in the office. So-and-so is having a meltdown, and she's torn out all her hair. We're going to have to find her wigs or something like that. I was like, oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That is awesome.
Now, that's fun right here. I like a little bit of immersion. So
yes.
Check out Star Fever Agency. I'm not sold on The Sims Social yet. And maybe because it's too stalkerific. I'm just waiting for somebody to say, we're married. Where?
No, we're not.
I don't know.
We're help with those. All right. No. Just
all right. No.
Yeah, more stalkers. GamePolitics.com this morning. Oh, you crazy people. They're pulling this from the Toronto Sun. Up in arms, Winnipeg Police Union upset over GTA 4 in Manitoba jail.
I saw that.
The Winnipeg Police Union is up in arms over inmates at Headingley Correctional Center in Manitoba having access to Grand Theft Auto 4 in 2008. Wow, that's wild. The union calls the situation absolutely disgusting and says that prisoners were treated to a game that glorifies violence, crimes, and cop killing. You know, I might actually have to agree with these people. Grand Theft Auto 4 was one of the many video games available to inmates at the Headingley Correctional Center. The games were purchased by staff members who had the power to buy whatever games they wanted. Greg Skelly, superintendent at the Headingley Correctional Center, says that once the game was discovered by his office, it was quickly pulled. Greg Skelly, the facility superintendent, said in an interview Friday with the Toronto Sun in 2008 that particular game was discovered here and it was pulled that very day. Our staff would have made an error in purchasing it. Our inmates obviously aren't going to the store and buying these games. Skelly did not have specifics about how long the game was available, but added, I don't think it was very long. Skelly did not have Winnipeg Police Association President Mike Sutherland said that he was happy to hear this game was quickly removed, but wondered why it was purchased in the first place. He says, I'm alarmed that it happened in the first place. Certainly it's a mistake, but I look at it from a common sense perspective, and it doesn't make any sense. The local head of a taxpayer watchdog group agrees and offers some sassy comments on the matter. Colin Craig, Prairie Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, says, it's pretty shocking. You'd think that the name Grand Theft Auto sums it up pretty well. It's pretty disappointing that this would be would be in a provincial jail, a game featuring shooting police and innocent people. All right, so I don't care about the game. I understand why you wouldn't want to put it in the hands of certain criminals. Because some of these people are behind bars for a reason and apparently do not have the common sense to be able to differentiate what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. So I can see their point slightly, but I think they're harping on GTA. There are plenty of games out there that, in the hands of certain people, and their mental well-being or not so much well-being, I would not want certain games to be played.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, new Skype sucks. All right. So
Skype sucks. Oh, my God.
Wow. It really sucks. It just told me no microphone detected. I love that. Okay. So I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. All right. So what do you guys think about an iCloud iPhone? Possibility? Yes, no, maybe so.
Oh, I'm on mute because I'm coughing. I don't know. It's my iPhone. I like my Android.
Well, VentureBeat is saying it's a possibility that we might be getting one. Apple is supposedly building an 8-gigabyte iPhone 4 that might just be a vCloud iCloud iPhone. Apple's suppliers are currently in the process of building an iPhone 4 with reduced to 8 gigabytes of memory. This is from Reuters reports. And such a model, of course, would be less expensive for Apple to build since flash memory is among the most expensive elements in the iPhone. It would provide Apple a low-cost alternative to unveil alongside the iPhone 5. And it would likely replace the current low-end 8-gigabyte iPhone 3GS, which retails for about $50 with a 2-year contract. Boo for contracts. In truth, the news isn't too surprising. Apple has traditionally offered a cheaper version of its previous iPhone generation as its low-end offering. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Really, new Skype?
I can hear you.
It keeps telling me it has no microphone. Wow.
No Skype. You're horrible, new Skype.
Wow. Okay, so the 8-gigabyte iPhone 4, of course, falls in line with the rumors of an iCloud phone, which Apple could offer for free on contract and married to its iCloud service to make up for the lack of onboard storage, which would be a big old fight between them and Verizon and AT&T. And
see, I want to know. I mean, because they've got all these programs now where, you know, you're only allowed so much download, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Is this going to affect that, being that this phone is cloud? You have no storage on your own phone. You're having to pull it from the cloud. Right?
That worries me.
Are you going to take all my storage away and charge me through the nose?
Probably. I guess we'll find out. The cloud computing event is in just a few weeks at the Moscone Center at San Francisco. Yes, we were invited for that one specifically, like twice. Did we want to go?
Where is this again?
San Francisco. They're really, really pushing for us to come. I don't know why. I think they're going to try to kill us or eat us or something. I don't know.
They're going to eat us? No.
I don't got no peoples in San Francisco anymore. I think they all moved up to Seattle. So I like to have peoples in my cities when I go. So I have somewhere to run if I get in trouble. I don't know. Maybe. We may go, guys.
They really
ask? Yeah, no, they're really asking.
Wow.
Well, you know, the first time they asked is, you know, we were getting ready to go to PAX, which is PAX is going on now, and this actually starts next week. It's a cloud computing event on the 30th. So it would have been literally, we probably would have had to stay in Seattle and then fly down to San Francisco. Would have made, you know, more sense. But I don't. Anyway. So we'll find out, of course, during that event, of course. But they're saying Apple is not too focused on emerging low-end markets with the iPhone. So it's possible that you will never see this.
I don't know.
We'll see. And we'll keep you posted. That still would not make me buy an iPhone, I got to say.
No. And you know what? It's my turn, and I'm sitting here resizing pictures.
Because that's how she rolls.
I know. These are zombie pictures. They're awesome. They're
zombies?
Zombies. I love me some zombies.
Zombies.
All right. I mentioned the story last week. It's kind of a follow-up on it. GamePolitics.com. They pulled this from Reuters. Georgia teen killer to be charged as an adult. The Georgian teen that murdered his great-grandmother and injured his grandmother with a sword after being told to stop playing video games and do his chores will be tried as an adult, according to a Reuters report. The 15-year-old's name was also released, along with the names of the victims in the incident. The 15-year-old has been identified as Gavin Prince, and the 77-year-old great-grandmother who died from multiple stab wounds has been identified as Mary Joan Gibbs. Douglas County District Attorney David McDade told Reuters last week he also attacked his grandmother and cut her severely. McDade added that under Georgia law, Prince would be prosecuted as an adult, and that while video games seem to be at the heart of the case, a motive for the gruesome crime has not yet been established. We have been told that there was some dispute over a video game, but we haven't been able to confirm that. Prosecutors will also investigate whether Prince suffers from ongoing mental health issues. I'm thinking he probably does. Obviously, the crime he is charged with committing is one that invites scrutiny of his mental health, said the district attorney. We will address that at the appropriate time. I like that. The DA doesn't seem to be harping on that this is caused by the video game.
Yes.
They're addressing that this child obviously has mental issues is very refreshing. I like that. Yeah. I hate that this happened, don't get me wrong, because I know that sounds horrible for me to say this is all refreshing the way they're handling it, but seriously, this kid has issues, mental issues, and they need to be addressed. They should have been addressed.
Very true.
And they dropped the ball on this child at least 3 times that I was reading about.
Yeah.
He's been arrested twice in the year previous that he had not received the help that he needed. It was just sad all the way around.
That's just the way we are nowadays. We used to be all over our kids and not let them breathe back in the 50s, and now nobody wants to talk to them at all.
No.
Ridiculous world we live in. Okay. Those of you who like Diablo, in case you didn't know, they do have a Twitter up if you want to follow. Diablo3.com is the website, and of course the Twitter is @Diablo. They are providing updates regarding Diablo, and they're also posting
Diablo.
Those images. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back. I'm feeling nostalgic today. I think the cold is coming quicker than we think, guys. I think it's going to get cold early this year. I feel it.
I hope so. I hope so, and I hope it stays cold.
Yeah, just no rolling blackouts like last year.
Oh, no.
But did we not do news for like a whole week?
It was something. It was crazy because either you didn't have electricity or I didn't have electricity or the internet was going in and out. And oh, it was nuts.
Well, here's the good news, though, for Android devs anyway. This has nothing to do with the cold.
Android!
It'll make you happy.
Android.
You can now port your apps over to the new Google TV. That's right, I said Google TV.
Ooh, that is hot.
Google's answer to television, Google TV, is known as a flop due to its poor user interface and lack of content from major TV networks, but hopefully that'll change soon. The company released a preview version of the new Google TV plugin for the Android Software Developer Kit, also called SDK. Monday, meaning Android apps will eventually be available on your TV. More specifically,
very nice.
Yes, more specifically, the announcement means that developers can begin optimizing their applications for the Google TV platform. Those apps will only become available when Google TV is updated with the Android 3.1 update. Depending on the design and use case, an existing Android app may work well on Google TV as it is, or it may require fixes, wrote Google TV product manager Ambarish Kenji in the official announcement that was released on yesterday. As the add-on, you can test your apps to determine if they would be a good fit for TV or whether tweaks are required. The company is publishing user interface guidelines to help developers with topics such as optimizing their apps for D-pad navigation and presenting information for 10-foot viewing. The guidelines also include information on how certain UI elements on Google TV differ from other Android devices. The company first confirmed that Google TV will gain access to apps in the Android market at Google's I/O Developers Conference back in May, actually. That is, delicious. So let's see, how fast is Apple going to come up with Apple TV? The fight is on. The fight rages on. By Christmas, it'll be just delectable. Caramel popcorn and hot chocolate is my...
Don't you love how she says that? Delectable.
Delectable. My mouth is watering. I just love it. Ginger and I have our lawn chairs because we're Texans. We always got a lawn chair in the trunk. We got our lawn chairs with our umbrella.
You got to have the umbrella because with the actual, if the metal of the lawn chair gets too hot, you will brand yourself in the summer.
Yes, you will. And we got our sweet tea, the ginger made.
Oh, yes, sweet tea.
And we are chilling, watching the fight.
All right, what have I got next?
Yeah,
Undersea Tunnel. All right, so Warriors and Legend, Legacy of the Dragons, now have the chance to discover an old undersea tunnel which connects the main continents, Ogre and Kahir. I'm so glad I stopped to pronounce that correctly.
I'm so glad you did too.
Because that is not how I read it. All right. The old tunnel between the two continents will only be open for a short time next weekend. Warriors can expect a great and dangerous adventure as they will have to remove obstacles and overcome warriors and guards of their enemy race before they eventually reach the surface on the other side of the ocean. Only those who are courageous enough to fight tough enemies will be successful. Which race will be first to arrive on the other side, and what happens if warriors meet their enemies in the middle of the tunnel?
Cut
players, heck yeah. Players can find out at warofdragons.com. All right, so Legend Legacy of the Dragons is an award-winning MMORPG. The engaging storyline takes the player into the everlasting conflict between the two races of the Magmars and the humans in the mystical fantasy world of Feo. Right, so the user has to choose on which of the two sides to join in and then starts to interact with the world. Massive PvE and PvP battles with up to 500 warriors on either side. Ooh, that sounds awesome. A dynamic fighting system as well as innumerable mighty weapons, spells, and armors, and a world with hundreds of quests and thousands of items. That is the world of Legend Legacy of the Dragons. Highly detailed individualized characters and a choice between a huge number of professions and careers add to the diversity. All right, by now, Legend Legacy of the Dragons has been released in 7 different languages and has over 8 million followers worldwide. Regularly organized events and continuous updating of the game have extended its content from an original 200,000 words to over 750,000 words by now. All right, so that's a lot of words.
All right, I got two short ones here.
Yeah. You ain't got nothing.
What you got? What you got? Okay.
Got nothing.
Well, I do. Because, you know, we were telling you about the Serious Play Awards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Both the finalists have been announced.
Ooh, who won?
Finalists, not yet.
Oh.
Of course, the Serious Play competition, which is a contest that focuses on training games for military, corporate, home, learning, and healthcare sectors. The nominees include Aircraft Marshalling Virtual Trainer, Motion Math HD, Midworld Online Language Roleplay Game. Oh, I love those. I used to love those in school. Popular PC title Space Chem also made the list of 20. There's also a student award sponsored by Microsoft, which features entries from universities in Wisconsin, Whitewater, New Mexico State, and Texas.
Baby.
Right. We told you this is where it's at. Winners will be announced tomorrow as part of the Serious Play Conference, which is going on now, where attendees have the chance to play and vote for their favorite games. I wish they'd come down here. That would be like heaven.
Mm-hmm. And more of you guys need to come down here. Y'all don't want to go play elsewhere. Y'all want to come to Texas.
Yes. Forget about that hurricane looming in the Gulf. Okay, so
bring some rain. You'll love it.
This is the first time, I bet, in history ever people have been begging for a hurricane. We are all begging for one. Please, please. Destroy us, but bring us water. Okay, so Free Play Independent Games Festival winners are also announced yesterday. The 2011 Free Play Independent Games Festival has picked the winners of its annual awards, with Facepalm Games, the Swapper, taking home the title of Best International Game. The awards reflect both the values of the festival and the wide range of projects being created locally and overseas. This is from Paul Callahan, who's the director over at Free Play. He says, "We are incredibly impressed with the diversity, experimentation, vision, and creativity of all the entries and look forward to seeing that continue in 2012. As well as the Swapper, winners included Antichamber for Best Australian Game and Best Design, Warco for Best Art, and Kingspray for Best Technical Innovation. The festival is held in Victoria, Australia, and took place from August 17th to the 21st and attracted around 1,800 visitors, which ain't bad."
No, that ain't bad at all.
When do we get to play these here games?
Oh,
there are some other people here are talking about some games that they got to see there. MacGuffin's Curse is one they keep saying looks good. I'm going to check that out. Anything that's got curse in the title, I'm loving.
I don't know.
She just said, "I don't know. It's got curse in the title. MacGuffin's Curse.
Curse is always scary." Sorry, I was looking at this Best Buy thing. All right, so GamePolitics.com, and I hate you, Best Buy, just so you know. U.S. Best Buy stores drop HP touchpad. HP offers refunds. All right. So Best Buy has decided, in the wake of HP's touchpad fire sale and the webOS debacle, that it won't be available in stores in the U.S. It was revealed on Friday that the top electronics retailer planned to ship its remaining stock of devices using the OS back to HP. While those looking for a deal on the HP tablet for around $100 in the U.S. will be disappointed, Canadian Best Buys offered it over the weekend. VentureBeat's Regina Sinsky talked to an unnamed Best Buy manager on Friday who admitted that the company never had plans to sell the tablet below $300 in the U.S. HP is supposedly offering refunds to current touchpad owners who bought the tablet on its website for the full price of the tablet or the difference in the discounted fire sales price, fire sale prices, according to the web OS Roundup. Best Buy has added a page detailing its people don't ding me on Skype while I'm talking. Best Buy has added a page detailing its touchpad return policy, offering returns on the tablet and refunds for up to 60 days.
But why have them refunded if there's nothing wrong with it? Who cares if the price drops? That's not good business.
Mm-mm.
What if HP decides to re-release another tablet? They're not going to sell it to you because you're having the customers return the stuff. I mean, it didn't sell well.
I don't know.
Yeah. But don't have people returning them. That's
That is kind of crazy. It makes me wonder if there's not something else going on that we're missing here. On a related note, a group of coders are taking advantage of the tablet's price drop with plans to convert the webOS device into an Android device. Yes!
Woo!
According to this CNET report, which you can go find over on CNET if you want, a group calling themselves the TouchDroid team has set up on the Roots Wiki forums with the goal of porting Android onto the touchpad. The device has been selling out everywhere since HP announced its liquidation prices of $99 for the 16-gigabyte 16-gigabyte model, $149 for the 32-gigabyte model. Oh, I tell you, people, I don't know what's going on.
So it's $139?
$149 for the 32-gigabyte model.
Oh,
that is not bad.
That is not bad at all.
Uh-huh.
But it's not here in the U.S., right?
It looks like, at least not at the Best Buy. I don't know if you can find it elsewhere. You might check over on their website.
I wonder, because I'd have one for that price.
I know, right? I know somebody who's been wanting something like that, and I would definitely go get it.
And to reprogram it to be Android?
I wonder if Target would have it.
Oh, that's a good, yeah. All right. I feel like I'm about to get up and run out the door now. But Target's got to have one. We can't go.
We love us some Target over here.
Oh, Target. All right. So there's a new company or a new website that's saying it wants to be your friend. It's called the Daily Dot, and it wants to be your small town paper for the entire internet. It's rather ambitious. The biggest hurdle to enjoying the Daily Dot, a fun new online news site that launched today, is that its premise is based on a bad metaphor. The internet is a community, and the Daily Dot is its local paper. The Daily Dot is an online-only news outlet that reports on the colorful goings-on in the virtual communities, such as Reddit, Tumblr, 4chan, and Twitter. Startup was founded by serial entrepreneur Nova Spivak? Good God, girl, you and your name. And CEO Nicholas White.
I know these people, their names kill me.
I'm going to need you to write out the pronunciation for a while. And also CEO Nicholas White, formerly of Sandusky Newspapers, To direct editorial content, they bought former VentureBeat editor, owner Thomas, on board as its founding editor, which is where this story is posted, ironically. Day-to-day coverage will focus on neighborhood sites like Reddit, like Dig, like Etsy, that are really like cities. Not really, dude. And the web is like a large country of itself, explained Thomas in an interview with VentureBeat. In lieu of traditional datelines, the Daily Dot kicks off most articles with the icon of the community it's reporting on, such as Facebook or Twitter. The content is organized similarly to a real local paper with general categories that include news, entertainment, culture, business, and politics. There's a comics page that features a hand-picked collection of comics from around the web. One thing that small-town papers offer that the New York Times or Washington Post doesn't is a chance for locals to see their name in an article. The Daily Dot recognizes this and plays it up with its Dot Leaderboard Profiles page, which shows rankings of the most popular people from various online communities. So far, the Daily Dot has raised just under $600,000 in funding for media investors and executives with commitments if needed. Staff of 25 people, 13 of whom are editorial, are dispersed across the U.S., it might. I'm not going to say not. I am kind of interested. I do like one of the you know what? Why does it seem like they borrowed it from us? One of its early articles was an obituary of a contributor to Etsy Bitch.
They're stealing our ideas. They're stealing our job.
Wait, they took our job. This was actually an homage from them. They took our jobs, but it was supposedly this particular person passed away, but it was, you know, their homage to her, which is kind of, I like. That's what we'd want.
Yeah.
But it's very similar to our tech bitch section. Okay. Well, anyway, you can go and check out thedailydot.com. See if you like it. If you don't, let us know. Well, no, if you do, let us know. And if you don't, let them know. Tell them they suck.
Yes, and come back over here where we rock.
Well, they're not doing what we're doing. That's why I'm, you know, normally we don't give other people love if they're too similar to us. But could be interesting. Who knows? I don't know that I don't know that some people are going to like the star status they would probably receive from being on this.
I like being a star.
Well, yeah, we do, but.
that ginger.
I do like one of the stories they have on the front page today. It's a zombie photo shoot. Interesting.
Zombie photo shoot, that.
Zombie photo shoot, yeah. All right, so you guys go over and check that out and let them know if you like it. It's a lot of stuff on their front page. Wow, it's very busy. All right, so, okay, anyway, check it out. Let us know. Daily.com.
All right. Oh, we got 4 minutes before we go on the break. Do we want to do something?
You want me to go ahead and just do this because you're not cut off? Let's go ahead and take a break. We're sorry. We haven't been taking breaks for the past few days.
No.
Well, this is why. Wow. Okay. It's completely unrecognizable. Okay, so.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
GLaDOS did not want you to hear that. She said, I will show you who runs this mother. All right, but anyway, you know where to find us, KamenHX.com, KamenRecordsRadio.com, here on Blog Talk, Twitter, Second Life, hacking people's things.
Wow, I'm over on Misha. Look for me.
You're on what?
Misha is the server in WoW.
Oh, Lord. Y'all get me confused because, you know, our new guy, who we haven't introduced to you guys yet, and Snow have been playing Star Wars Galaxies on Starfire server and trying to get me on. But,
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are trying to kill me. Like, I don't have enough games to play. They're trying to kill me, y'all. Help me. All right, Ginger, what you got before we shut off and
what
people start complaining?
I've got so much stuff. It's unreal. All right. Well, this is literally a short one. Dotemu announces the upcoming release of Rodland for iOS. Dotemu, specialized in bringing retro games on recent platforms, is proud to announce Rodland, a fairy tale, soon on iOS. This is a new release of Arcade Jalisco series following classic games Avenging Spirit, Earth Defense Force, 64th Street, and P-47 The Phantom Fighter. Initially developed for arcade cabinet, Amstrad CPC, Atari ST, and Commodore 64, the classic from the 90s Jalisco series will be available on September 6th in a universal version localized in FIGS in iOS. Play a little fairy with magical powers and try to save your mother, kidnapped by some horrible creatures. Rodland, a fairy tale, will immerse you into a colorful world where you have to use your magic wand and your talent if you want to free your family and bring back peace. Alright, so we've got some game features, two different modes. Story mode, play to Rodland, a fairy tale unlocking stage one by one, try to make the best score. Survival mode. Skill is required in this mode. Play with 9 lives from the beginning to the end. Try to make the best score. More than 60 levels to finish in the story mode. An original survival mode. 3 different endings. Rodland, a fairy tale, has an impressive lifetime. A great gaming experience. A solid gameplay. Anyways, so this thing's going to be on your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. I don't know who wrote this. It's killing me this morning. It's killing me.
Oh, my God. Y'all done pissed
Amy.
Off. Y'all done pissed yes. off the ginger in the middle of a story, no less.
Middle of a story. I don't know who wrote this. Y'all are killing me.
All right. Well, as we speak, I am uploading a lovely Street Fighter 3 trailer for you people. If you like it. If you like it, honk if you like it.
If you like it?
That's way back in the day. Honk if you like it. All right. We also have some new... you know what? I don't really want to talk about this. Jeremy McGrath's off-road game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to skip over that. We're going over to our peoples over at APB, because y'all know I can't get free to get into play. Oh, I can't wait to mow some of you down in the street. Okay, so anyway, IGS is to distribute the North American retail version of APB Reloaded, Gamers First, and IGS joined forces to bring the free-to-play revolution to retail. Yes, you can go in the store and pick up a copy if you like. Interactive Gaming Software, or IGS, is proud to announce that it has entered into a partnership with Gamers First to distribute the retail version of upcoming MMOG, Blockbuster APB Reloaded in North America. Gamers First is a renowned world leader in free-to-play, massively multiplayer online games, serving over 30 million gamers in 160 countries. Currently, APB is in open beta. This virtual cops and robbers themed game has already attracted more than 700,000 online players in less than 3 months of testing and has garnered nearly 300,000 likes on Facebook. Yes, some of them come from us.
Ooh.
There's trouble in the society of Senpaaro, and players have to put an end to it. Or maybe you might be the one causing it. APB Reloaded is a free-to-play MMO third-person shooter game taking place in modern-day fictional city of Senpaaro. So if you are not wanting to go play World of Warcraft or Star Wars Galaxies, you know, too far in the past, you're too far in the future, here's a present-day game. This open-world environment challenges players to find their way through a city in a state of near anarchy. Players can take up the role of either a criminal or enforcer to commit or stop petty crimes and gain notoriety within their own organizations in order to control the city, be it on foot or from the driver's seat. APB Reloaded melds players on players. They didn't say that. I did. With combat within the immersive city teetering on the edge of total chaos, it's, of course, powered by Epic's Unreal Engine 3. Features a robust set of customization tools. Second to none, this is very true. Providing players the ability to create the exact look of your in-game avatar, personalizing symbols, clothing, vehicles, in-game music even, whether you have a mole on your eyelid, your cheek, your chin, your butt, wherever you want it. We're extremely proud of the way this new partnership with Gamers First, says IGS founder and CEO Paul Lombardi, and we look forward with great anticipation to distributing the North American retail version of what is destined to become one of the most popular online multiplayer games of all time. Gamers First has been looking for a partner who can help us revolutionize retail distribution of free-to-play games in North America. With IGS, we have found the perfect partner. Our pricing model for APB Reloaded actually pays a gamer to come try the game. This is unprecedented for a title which costs more than $70 million to produce. I can see that they did spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. The response from retail has been so overwhelming that we're considering launching with 500,000 units. That's hardly anything. The suggested retail version of APB Reloaded will include more than $50 worth of in-game items, including a permanent in-game high-performance vehicle, a permanent in-game weapon, and 30 days of premium access that provides increased cash rewards, reputation gains, and a 20% in-store discount. APB Reloaded will be released in early November, the premium version anyway. To get up-to-date information on Gamers First and APB Reloaded community fan pages, you can check out links. Do we have this one up already, Ginger, or do I need to go ahead and set it up?
I think you need to put that one up. I don't have that one yet.
All right. Well, I will put those links up. They have a Facebook, a Blogspot, and, of course, their own website and a Twitter, two Twitters you can follow. And it is an awesome game, I'm telling you. Did they quote us? Because I'm going to cut them, given all these quotes. Why are we not down here?
No, right?
Oh, they're going to get cut.
Somebody in trouble.
Uh-huh. Yes. And this guy, he is so in trouble. Yeah.
Y'all done did it now.
I just met him, and he was already warned not to make me angry. Please don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Okay.
Oh, y'all in trouble.
What you done? All right. But anyway, awesome game. Go check it out if you haven't already. I mean, really awesome game.
I just deleted half my thing. All right. What am I looking at? All right, Morphonics LLC taps kid brain power with Everybody. Everybody has a brain. A new product suite designed specifically for children ages 4 to 6. For years, the brain was a slow-to-solve mystery for scientists and the public alike, but today it's more a marvel thanks to exciting research, technology, and educational breakthroughs over the last decade. In fact, even children as young as 4 are now soaking up the brain's secrets thanks to Morphonics LLC, a company devoted to using games to teach kids all about the brain. Morphonics has been winning awards and national recognition throughout scientific, parenting, and educational communities for entertaining media and technologies that teach children about the brain, while simultaneously and uniquely tapping the parts being used to learn. Now, thanks to grant funding and the National Institute of Mental Health and impressive networks of support and talent, Morphonics has launched Everybody Has a Brain, a new product suite specifically designed for children ages 4 to 6. Dr. Floyd E. Bloom, Professor Emeritus at the Scripps Research Institute's Molecular and Integrative Neuroscience Department, says Morphonics approaches learning about the brain so subtly and invitingly, the players don't even recognize they're being taught. Better yet, they seem to remember the details of what they've been through. Everybody has a brain delivers a vitally unique understanding and appreciation for this complex yet wonderful organ, according to Karen Littman, Morphonics founder, president. For instance, after playing a video game or singing along with the songs, kids easily spout cool facts about the cerebellum, remember to wear a helmet when biking, and know more about brain-nourishing foods. From the songs and stories to the music videos and games, Everybody Has a Brain taps critical brain power, from thinking simple thoughts to problem-solving and even following a future career in neuroscience, she says. Kids just get jazzed about the brain, respecting it more and using it better. Everybody Has a Brain is by design affordable, accessible, and applicable to multiple technologies today. Morphonics offers everything from CDs to downloadable games and apps, not to mention the free game and song of the week featured on the Morphonics website. The Everybody Has a Brain suite includes Everybody Has a Brain, the game, Everybody Has a Brain, the songs, Everybody Has a Brain, Brainstem Edition, songs and stories from Everybody Has a Brain, and Brainstorm, Brain Train for iPhone and Brain Train for iPad. Awesome. Okay, so where can you find out more about this? Well, you can go over to Morphonics, MORPHONIX.com. And, oh, they also have a YouTube channel, so look them up. Yay.
And we're done. No, I'm kidding.
Not quite. We're getting there.
No, we're not ready to go. Not ready. Okay, so actually this is from yesterday. Did we talk about Blizzard that we're planning on renaming DOTA?
I don't think so.
I don't think we got to that one. Well, for those of you who didn't know, Blizzard is saying they're committed to releasing a DOTA mod for StarCraft II, despite Valve trademarking on the name DOTA for its forthcoming sequel. They spoke, or actually Frank Peace, who's Blizzard's vice president of product development, spoke at Gamescom and said that the company would prefer to rename the product than delay its release with a trademark dispute. That's very big of you, Blizzard. That's why we think you're awesome. I may not want to play your game, but I do think the world of you. He said, from my perspective, DOTA is a genre in this space, and at this point and almost a subgenre of real-time strategy space. It doesn't seem like something someone would want to trademark, but the U.S. legal system lets people do just about anything they want to try. This is very true. DOTA, or Defense of the Ancients, was a mod created for Blizzard's Warcraft 3 that became hugely popular in its own right. Valve trademarked the name last year after hiring Abdul Ishmael, who maintained the original DOTA mod under the pseudonym IceFrog, to lead the development on a sequel, DOTA 2. Last year, Blizzard's Rob Pardo told Eurogamer that it seems a really strange move to us that Valve would go off and try to exclusively trademark the term, considering it's something that's been freely available to us and everyone in the Warcraft 3 community up to this point. Valve is usually a pro-mod community. It's such a community company that it just seems like a really strange move to us. I really don't understand why they would do it, to be honest. Peace wouldn't comment on Blizzard's legal position on the matter, but he insisted that its name is less important to DOTA's identity than the gameplay experience. At the end of the day, the name of the label we put on the mod for StarCraft II is not as critical as the gameplay experience we create and deliver to the fans. We will not hold back the experience from the fans because of a naming conflict. We'll find a way to get into the hands of our fans either way. The OTA, too, was unveiled at Gamescom in an invitation-only tournament with a prize of $1 million. Gabe Newell defended Valve's position on the grounds that the name DOTA 2 accurately conveys what the product will be, and the community should be allowed to decide on its propriety. The community is usually pretty unambiguous in their opinions about stuff, so now they have had a chance to see the game. They're going to tell us pretty clearly whether they think it's an appropriate name for it, he said. So, can't wait to see what they do. Going to be awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. Very awesome. Going to be very, very awesome. All right, GamePolitics.com this morning. Tiger calls for expanded R&D tax credits in the UK. Sounds about familiar. UK video game industry trade group Tiger proposed today that the UK's coalition government should open the small firms' R&D tax credit to promote a high technology recovery and job creation in the high technology industries. Tiger made the comments in response to a consultation exercise by HM Treasury on the R&D tax credits. Tiger proposed that R&D tax credits should be expanded to include associated costs such as property rents and leases, design costs including building user interfaces, costs associated with art development, product testing, and IP protection costs, including the cost of patent registration, legal costs incurred in defending copyright, and costs incurred in trying to prevent privacy. I think they meant piracy. Tiger also called for the retention and expansion of relief for qualifying indirect activities. The group said that QIAs could be expanded to cover the production of non-technological supporting materials such as graphic design, audio production, and level design that go into turning an unprofitable game engine into a profitable game. All right, way to go, Tiger. This sounds awesome. And they are totally fighting for people's jobs. This is great.
Yes, because that's what they do over there. We do nothing. Okay. All right, one more before we go because this just popped up. Awesome. Well, you people who like Saints Row, be happy to hear this. A downloadable Saints Row, the third spinoff, has been uncovered, named Saints Row Money Shot. Money Shot is listed by the Australian Ratings Board, which is the game down as being developed by recently shut division THQ Digital Phoenix. Footage of a work-in-progress build for the Xbox 360 version, which shows a concealed female assassin firing a sniper rifle towards a target sitting in a taxi, is currently up on YouTube. We will try to find that for you, but, yeah, you know. I liked it.
Female
assassin.
That is so flipping hot.
Yes, so the player can curve the rifle around through the air in bullet time, reminiscing of the film Wanted. Mid-air icons can be collected for power and cash bonuses, alongside the option of picking off passing flocks of pigeons, which we all know I love to do. You are Cypher, a deadly assassin in the world of Saints Row, and you hunt the most elusive targets with the most sophisticated weaponry that Ultor has to offer. Read the description that was unearthed over at msxboxworld.com. I said it's not the first downloadable Saints Row spinoff planned for XBLA. Work on earlier concept Saints Row Drive-By was halted back in May, alongside plans for a 3DS incarnation of Saints Row 3D. So is Money Shot a resurrection of this product, or a new idea entirely? THQ shut Money Shot developer Digital Phoenix earlier this month, along with two Australian studios, as part of a cull which saw racing franchise MXV's ATV abandoned. Said it's been a bad year for THQ developers Digital Warrington, who did Red Factions and Battlegrounds, and Chaos Studios, who did Homefront, were both shut back in June, with Martian action series Red Faction also down the pan. Okay, actually, I think I got this Saints Row thing. I don't know if it's going to show in the U.S., but I will try to grab it and put it in our feed on the front page, guys. Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. Totally flipping awesome sauce.
Yeah, I got it. It's added, people. Take a look. By the time you hear this, it should be up and ready to go. It'll be the first one in the feed. So enjoy. And it is a female assassin. She looks hot.
Yes.
I like to be hot but deadly.
I wanted to check that out.
It has no sound. Please do not panic or please do not message us saying there's no sound. There is no sound.
There is no sound, people.
There is no sound. Don't freak out. You know how our peoples be. I can't hear anything. Of course,
y'all
not.
Be nuts. Is what y'all be. We love y'all, but y'all be nuts.
We can't hear nothing. because there is no sound with it. But why can't you fix it? Because I didn't make the game.
That
reminds me. Any peoples out there who are good with coding and have a free time this weekend? And when I say coding, I mean LSL. If you don't know what LSL is, just walk away. Anybody out there good with LSL, I want to borrow you. I have some licenses about to expire in Second Life, and I need to finish a game that I'm working on in there quickly. So get your butts in there.
Yes.
If you want your chance to help develop a game. So, yes, please come in. I got to do it quickly. I think I got like a month left on some licenses, and I'm behind. Yeah. My Excite developer's license. And
ooh, hot.
Yeah, you know what that is. They don't.
Oh, I know exactly what that is. Sometimes you needed a test dummy.
You will be the test dummy. You didn't know?
Hell yeah.
Bad ginger, bad. All right, people. It's time for us to go, but GLaDOS has control of the board, so we can't really play you any outro music. So Ginger's just going to tell you, get lost.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah! We'll see you.